Hi, this is Lindley. Welcome to English for International Students, Episode 11. Over the last two episodes, we discussed a lot of valuable information about going to the doctor. Hopefully, you learned something helpful, including a few tips on what you might be able to say at the doctor. As you know, our goal is to make this podcast a cross-section between helpful information in general and tips for polishing your speaking. So today we'll be focusing on the latter by getting into the nitty-gritty world of talking about numbers. You may be thinking, numbers are English 101, no pun intended. Isn't this podcast for more advanced speakers? You're absolutely right. But we've noticed in working with international students that once you get into an academic or professional environment, it can be tough to talk about complicated numbers and say them in such a way that your audience understands and isn't distracted from your overall message. So today we're going back to the basics, discussing the pronunciation of numbers. We're joined today by Elizabeth.
Hello!
And she's going to get us started with number pronunciation.
I'll say the numbers 1 through 20. Pay special attention to the pronunciation. I'll say the number two times and then give you a moment to say the number one time. Here we go. 1, 1. 2, 2. 3, 3. 4, 4. 5, 5. 6, 6. 7, 7. 8, 8. 9, 9. 10, 10. 11, 11. 12, 12. 13, 13. 14, 14. 15, 15. 16, 16. 17, 17. 18, 18. 19, 19. 20, 20.
I want you to notice a few potentially tricky sounds in the numbers. The first is the TH sound, as in 3. To make the TH sound, you'll have to stick the tip of your tongue between your teeth. 3, 3. 30, 30. 1,000, 1,000.
Another sound that may be tricky is the F sound. F. You can make this sound by placing your bottom lip at the bottom of your top teeth. There's no vocal sound or no sound from your throat made when pronouncing F, only air. 4, 5, 5, 4.
Another potential trouble spot is the V sound, as in very. To make the V sound, you do the exact same thing you did to make the F sound, but the V sound is voiced. By voiced, I mean your vocal cords vibrate. So if you touch your neck while saying very, very, you should feel a slight vibration. The V sound occurs at the end or in the middle of the numbers, like 5, 5, and 7, 7.
6 can also be a difficult one. It's easy for 6 to sound like sex, as in male or female, or sometimes seeks. The importance here is the pronunciation of the vowel, which may not exist in your language. The difference is listening between I, I, and E, E. One way to practice this difference is starting off from the E sound. When you pronounce E, your jaw is usually almost closed, with your lips showing your teeth. Your tongue will also be rounded in the middle of the mouth. From here, if you relax your lips and tongue, you can slide from E to I, to say 6, 6, 6, going from E to I, 6.
The other pronunciation issue we wanted to discuss is unique to American English, and it has to do with the way we pronounce the tens, as in 30, 40, 50. You may have already picked up on it. Listen to the way I say the second T sound in the number, 30, 30, 30. It doesn't sound like a T at all. It sounds more like a D. This is called a flap, or a flapped T, as in the word better. We use this for most T sounds between two vowels, like in water, waited, or hospital. We don't say water, we say water. When it comes to numbers, this is the primary way we distinguish between teens and tens, as in 13 versus 30, 13, 30, 14 versus 40, 14, 40. Do you hear that? They sound completely different. Now, there is one exception, and that's with 20, 20. In 20, the T is completely silent. 20, 20, 20. I know it's crazy, but we don't make the rules, we just tell you about them. So that's it for pronunciation in terms of how to actually make the sounds. Now let's talk about word stress.
Word stress has to do with a longer, louder, or higher syllable within a word. This is sometimes referred to as where the accent is. Sometimes with word stress, the unstressed syllable will be barely noticeable. For example, the number 7 has 2 syllables, both with the vowel E. However, when pronouncing 7, the second E is usually dropped. 7. 7. The V will connect immediately into the N to say 7. 7.
Okay, now let's talk about larger numbers, like 100, 1,000. Stress is on the first syllable. 100, not 100, 100, 1,000. If you start adding numbers to the front of that, then they are stressed. 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 30,000. Also, the same goes for million, 1 million, 2 million, and so on.
Word stress is also important when talking about years, such as 2017 and 1999. The first and last syllables of these years are stressed. 1974, 2015. Some people will say 2017 or 2017, and both are acceptable for the years 2010 and on. We don't say 2005, but we do say 2005. So after 2010 or 2010, it is acceptable to say 2010. Another word stress issue to be aware of is when years end in tens, such as 30 or 50. The stress is on the first and third syllable in these cases, such as 1930 and 1980.
So that wraps up our brief overview of best practices for pronunciation of numbers with a focus on pronunciation and word stress. We hope that it was helpful to you.
Also, shout out to our listeners in Benin for most downloads. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We'd love to hear from you and how you heard about us. Don't forget to check out our website, EnglishForInternationalStudents.com, and our Instagram, EnglishForInternationals, and feel free to email us at any time.
There may have been a few phrases that were new to you in this episode, like English 101, no pun intended, and shout out. Check out our website to find definitions of those phrases and more examples of how to use them. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time.